Well, we're all here at CFO, Winnie CFO. As some of you know, I was a high school music teacher for 13 years. And one of the things I did was I had an extracurricular jazz ensemble. And because it was extracurricular, there were all kinds of things you have to do to kind of entice the kids a little bit, because you're not holding a grade over their head. So you have to make it, you know, pizza goes a long way, you discover. And we had a particular concert coming up, and we had about 12 songs to learn, and those 12 songs for a high school band is a lot. That's a big set. And we were getting things ready, and we were kind of two rehearsals away from where the performance was going to, when that was going to happen. And one of the students looked at me, who hadn't been to many of the rehearsals. I had just assigned, I think, the fourth solo to this one student who had been to all the rehearsals, and he was doing really well on the saxophone, so I kept saying, you know, Ross, can you handle a solo on this? Can you do a solo on this tune? And at one point, another student looked at me and said, why does Ross get all the solos? And I don't know if he was quite as whiny as that, but it was close. And again, it was two rehearsals out from the performance, so I didn't really have time to answer that fully, and I just looked at him and I said, well, Ross showed up. And everybody in the band just kind of looked at me and kind of went, he was here, yeah. And so Ross showed up, and he got a bunch of solos, and everybody kind of was agreeable to that in the end. And the reason I tell you that is because really all it takes a lot of times is just to show up. When you show up, a lot can happen, let alone anything else you might do. Just being somewhere, just showing up, just, I'm here. That goes a long way. So here we are, we're at Winnie CFO, and we all showed up. And when we show up, God shows up. Glenn Clark started CFO back in 1930, and when he did, one of the things that he'd been praying about and going through his mind was, you know, he had attended a lot of conferences and a lot of prayer meetings and things, and had discovered that there was something missing. It just kind of, the whole picture wasn't there. And so he was dreaming of a place where people could come together, could experience God, could pray together, could meet and find common ground, and could experience wholeness. And I was digging through some old paperwork that I have the privilege to look through as CFOI coordinator, and discovered a sentence from Glenn Clark in a pamphlet that said, if the Camp's Farthest Out stands for anything, it stands for wholeness. Wholeness. Do you feel whole today? I don't know. We are whole. We're whole people, spiritual, physical beings. And so Glenn dreamed of a place where people could come and experience God and find that wholeness. And another key word for him was harmony. To experience that wholeness in harmony. Harmony amongst all of a diverse group of people. People who are different, people who come from different walks of life, different spiritual backgrounds. And they could come together and experience God and do so in such a way where they found common ground. And again, when you think of the word harmony, I think of a quote by somebody who I'm forgetting right now, but this quote goes something like this: you don't get harmony when everybody's singing the same note. So, harmony and wholeness, that's what we're here at CFO to discover and to explore and to discover. So, as Glenn Clark was dreaming and praying, he came up with this daily program. And the program has a really interesting balance and flow to it that some of you might have noticed over the years. And if you're first time here, I encourage you to look at that. What the program allows you to do is it's this breathing in and out experience that allows you to experience the flow of the Holy Spirit and to fall into balance spiritually, physically, emotionally, as a whole person. Now, Steve Hubbard and Don Kral can speak more eloquently about the cosmos than I can, but correct me if I'm wrong, if something is in orbit, really what it's doing is it's in a state of free fall, right? It's falling. So when you come to CFO, you're actually experiencing, or the daily program helps you to experience, a falling. And sometimes when we think of falling, we think of skinned knees, broken hips, or whatever, and we don't want to fall. But when you're in orbit around, you know, the Earth, or when something is in orbit around the Earth, you're in a state of free fall, and gravity compensates for the falling. Is that correct, Steve? Yeah. So when you come into balance spiritually here at camp, you're kind of in this free fall, and God compensates for your falling, and you're just kind of in this flow. And that's what the day helps you to experience. And Glenn Clark, really, that's what he asked. What he asks of you is to do the day. Try it out. You get what you put into the program. So if you do the whole program, you're going to see a flow and a breathing in and breathing out that you may not notice otherwise. And it's really nice because you can let that flow happen and you don't have to do anything. You just have to show up. And sometimes things happen to you. Sometimes things happen for others. Sometimes you're part of what's going on for something else. Others are part of what's going on for you. And it's a wonderful orchestration. And I want to read to you a quick quote, if I can find it. This is what Glenn Clark wrote in one of the brochures for the Corona CFO in 1932. He said, "It is impossible to indicate the exact course the spiritual orchestration at the camps farthest out will take before the members of the group come together." That sounds a little different than other things I've been to. "Out of their individual needs and out of God's divine plan for them, we shall expect the message of each camp to be born." Each camp is a new experience. Each camp is a new week. Some of us have been coming here for a long time. Others of us are here for the first time. Who's here for the first time? A very special welcome to all of you who are here for the first time. It's a wonderful place. We're very happy to welcome you into the Winnie CFO family. So yeah, out of their individual needs and out of God's divine plan for them, we shall expect the message of each camp to be born. Each camp is different. Everybody's needs are different. What you will get out of camp is different from somebody else, and that's okay. Sometimes we go to see things on TV or go to other gatherings, and everybody's kind of feeling the same thing. And for me, that's kind of a red flag. That's usually, I don't know. I think that's either a really talented speaker or something else going on. But at CFO, it's, you know, we all bring our individual whole selves to this experience, and we're all going to get something really wonderful if we let ourselves fall into the daily program and just experience it. So, that in mind, let's talk about the daily program real quick. It's not officially part of the program, but at 6 a.m. we do have an early swim. And if you want to be up for that, you are welcome to do that. I will not be up for that, but but if I have been to it, it's lovely. Amber says it was one time I had been there. The day starts with morning meditation at 7:30. And here's what Glenn Clark says about morning meditation. "The morning is a good time to slow down and get the code or language of God. Learn to sit in quiet before the symbolism of nature, for the depths of heaven itself are there if you will slow down and decode." Our morning meditation takes place at the stone pulpit, which is that way. It's just down the hill from the inn. There's a led morning meditation there every morning at 7:30. And if you're more in the mood for silence, there is a silent meditation in here at the same time. Some people like the silent meditation, but either is available for you. Then we have breakfast. Meals are wonderful here. I've heard really good things about this year's food at GPC. So when we eat, it's a wonderful time. I encourage you to please make the rounds and sit with someone you don't know at a few meals and get to know some new people. It's a wonderful time to fellowship. At every meal, take that opportunity as you can. It's great to see old friends, but please challenge yourself to mix it up. It's really great to meet everybody in camp if you can. At 9 a.m., we sing, and we've already experienced some wonderful singing together. It sounds wonderful. And at Winnie, we don't really have to say too much about the singing because we all love it so much. But the singing is a time where we kind of unify ourselves and have a really great time. So please be here for singing. Then we have our speakers. There's a morning talk, and that'll take place around about 9:30. And I keep mentioning the times because we really try to honor the times. You know, please be on time and be at things as, you know, right when you can. And we don't really schedule bathroom breaks or anything like that. So if you need to take care of yourself, do that and then join us. So our speaking leaders are here. You've met them just briefly. And the talks at CFO are different from other places you've been, maybe. The speakers at CFO are speaking from their personal experience and their spiritual lives. And they will have things to share, and some of that may be for you, some of it may not be, but it really doesn't matter. It's their personal experience. And they are part of a greater whole in this whole program. Right now, we're actually going to hear from both of our speakers. So I think we'll start with Marcia. And Marcia and Cheryl are each going to give a little intro and say hi and say whatever they like.
Wow. Your singing was great. It's so wonderful to be here and to see some people that I haven't seen in a long time, and many people that I've never seen before. So thank you so much for welcoming me here. I've been part of CFO since 1980. So that's, how many years is that? 36 years? How many can beat 36 years? I bet a lot of you, right? That's great. I knew that was true. That's really great. I think I'll just have to say, when I learned about CFO, when it came to me, I feel like it helped me express who I really am more than any other activity or experience in my life. Because there's this aspect and this aspect, but with CFO, the wholeness, it's the wholeness that we all get to experience together and question and lift our needs and open our hearts and know that this is God's design, that we're here and we're opening and we're ready. And we come with our grief and our joys and our questions, our wonderment, what's ahead, are wondering why that in my past, how is that forming me now. So I just am so happy to be here. I feel like I've been on council ring many times, and I really want to thank this council ring. You have done an exceptional job bringing together such a wonderful program. I want to thank Kirsten and Eric for hosting us the last couple of nights. We had a wonderful time with them, and I just feel like we're ready to roll. Let me see, I have a little note paper here in case I want to say something. Let's see. Oh yeah, I should tell you a little bit about me. I'm retired from a number of things. I started out as an elementary school teacher and was laid off after 6.5 years because California had a proposition that Prop 13, maybe even you heard about it. And so I was one of those teachers laid off. And, you know, even disappointments become gifts. And many things opened up in my life because I wasn't going to school every day. So I'll tell you more about that in time. I had the privilege of being the first administrator of Spirit in Action. Tanya came along just at the right time when I was ready for new directions. And so I feel even in my professional life, CFO has been very much part of it. Dell Anderson, who founded Spirit in Action, was president of CFO International. And so I'll tell you more about that too. Another thing that's very much a part of me is music. I love music. I love to sing and play the guitar, and my husband is a pianist. And Dennis, this is my husband, Dennis. You'll meet him in the course of the week. Music is a really big part of my life, especially being retired. It's something, I hope we can all find something that just brings us joy, brings us energy, brings us community as we go into the next phase of our lives, whatever that might be. We have one son, Carl. He's 34 and lives in the Bay Area in California. And we are very grateful for him. He's a wonderful, wonderful young man. So what I'll be sharing with you this week is what is on my heart at this moment in time. And it may be totally different than things that have been on your heart or that you're working on, but I'll be sharing the things that have formed me and that are still forming me. And like all of us, we're all evolving, and this is a moment in our evolution, this special week. And Dana, you are so right that the whole program works together to bring us that wholeness. You know, I'll have to say, if I was just here for singing, I would feel very fulfilled, but it would not meet the other needs in my life that other aspects of the program can offer to us. So I celebrate the uniqueness of each one of us. Isn't it great that God has created us all to be so individual and so perfectly ourselves? Nobody else can be quite what we are. So I give thanks for that uniqueness. And I look forward to growing with all of you together this week. I honor the various names. We have God, we have Spirit, we have Love, we have the Divine, we have the Sacred, the Holy. We all speak our own kind of intimate language with God, what we call that which is beyond and within and around and our everything. So thank you so much, Counseling, for inviting me, and I really look forward to sharing with you. Oh yeah, I'm going to copy. I had a dream about Dana the other night, and I told him this today. The only thing I could remember about it was his mustache was about this big. It was just it was really great. So I hope it gets bigger this week. But I'm when Dana spoke at, I think it was at Tahoe, Autumn JFO, he had a little stack of cards. And he set them down. I'm going to set these on the piano. And there's a pencil here. And if my pencil's gone, use Mike's pen. Where you might. And if Mike's pen is gone, you can use my pencil. But if you have a question for me that you would like me to to ponder or to share about, or if it's something that I would rather speak with you privately about, please put your question and your name and hand it to me so I'll know who you are, and because I'd really like to be able to share what you would like to hear, really. And I really appreciated it when you did that. I asked you a very important question, but I'm not going to tell anybody what that question was, but he did answer it. So thank you so much. I look forward to our week together. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Cheryl Monroe, and it's a privilege to return here. I learned today that I was here 12 years ago. I had forgotten how long it was. I just knew that everything was different, and yet everything was the same. And some of you people are different, and many of you are the same, and yet none of us are the same. We're all new, and we're new every minute. And the exploration in my life, my spiritual walk began in CFO in 1974. My husband and our three children journeyed 500 miles to our first camp because a friend who was leading a prayer group in our Methodist church looked at us and said, "You two need help." We thought we were doing pretty good. But our criteria was control, and that isn't quite the same as freeing life spirit. And so we journeyed to our first camp, and were part of that council ring for 5 years, driving 500 miles four times a year to go to council ring meetings. Never missed a meeting. Wouldn't have. Our kids would not have let us. And one of the ways we knew that it was important to them was as we got back into the car after the first camp, after a glorious time. Part of the glory was that someone else took care of our kids. But we learned about prayer. We learned a lot. But we got back into the car. We weren't even out of the parking lot. And our oldest son said, "That didn't last very long, did it?" Because we had gotten into some stupid little feud about something on the way out. We've grown a little bit since, thank God. One of the things I love about CFO and keeps drawing me back is that wholeness as we seek and experience is not something to create. It is something to let go into. And that's a total revelation from where I was in 1974. I was creating very busily my perfect little world, which was a shamble, and it was a crock, and it wasn't real, and it wasn't God's plan. And I'm really grateful that God and his people, in through this program, just keep taking the Band-Aids off and scraping the scar tissue and scraping the scars and inviting every day a new breath of new life, which does its healing work. So one of the quotations I love from Glenn Clark comes from his book, God's Reach. That's my favorite book of his. I'm drawn back to it over and over and over because it's sort of metaphysical and mystical, and it appeals to me at the deepest places. But this, I believe, is what I believe he wants to accomplish with us this week. When Jesus went up into the mountain to pray, he left behind the limited carpenter consciousness and entered into permanent identity with God. That is wholeness. We too can step out of our little Tom, Dick, and Harry lives. A wire lying twisted in the alley is rubbish. The same wire connected to a powerhouse can light every lamp in a city. Through prayer, we make contact with the powerhouse of God and become channels of blessing. So I look at you this evening with deep gratitude and acknowledge that you are part of my life as a channel of blessing, and I will not be the same. And I'm grateful to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia and Cheryl. So after our morning talk, we go to rhythms, and rhythms is one of the unique things about CFO. And here's what Glenn Clark says about rhythms, or one of his quotes about rhythms. He said, another discovery made at the camps farthest out was that to pray with the greatest abandon and with all of one's power, one should pray with all one's being. For this reason, it was early discovered that if there was to be any technique of prayer, it must be a technique that would include one's body as well as one's mind and one's soul. So in rhythms, we get a chance to pray with our body, exploring God in our body and praying that way. And Sarah Elowanani is going to be leading rhythms, and rhythms takes place out on the field. And if for some reason it's raining, it'll be right in here. But I encourage you to be there, because it's a wonderful time of, you know, exploring prayer in a very different way. And Sarah brings a wonderful leadership to that. So thank you, Sarah, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. And Rhythms happens at 10:15, right after the morning talk. And then Rhythms naturally, it leads right into Creatives. And Creatives is a time where we get to listen and explore what God has been saying to us throughout the morning. And I love what Glenn Clark writes. He wrote a textbook called A Manual of the Short Story Art. And at the very beginning, he dedicated it to his parents. And he says, to my father and my mother, who taught their children around the evening lamp and before the open fireplace, that to see life imaginatively was to see life truthfully. So in Creatives, we get to use our imagination. We get to listen to God. And Cheryl just spoke a little bit about creating. And, well, what is creating? Are we creating anything? This is a time to co-create with God, to listen to God. It's like, where is this creation coming from? So as you're doing Creatives, whether it be creative art, which meets right downstairs below where we're sitting, or creative writing, which is going to be side porch of the inn, or creative music, which meets, where's the second writing one? The second writing group will be down by Lakeview Lodge, and the creative singing group will be right here in this room. No matter what creative you decide to do, let yourself open up to God about how you will create. What has God been saying to you? What's coming through you from as a message from God? And, you may create something that you take home with you. You may create something that's complete, but there's a really good chance that you might not. And I encourage you to hold on to those things that you might not put on the fridge or tuck in your Bible. They are most likely the seeds of things that will come later in the year for you. A lot can happen in creatives, and it may not all knit itself up this week. So hopefully this is it's a beginning of a journey for all of us. So those things that don't make sense, hang on to them, tuck them aside, and take them home with you. And after creatives, it's time for lunch. And lunch is at 12:15. And then we have a quiet horizontal hour, a time of quiet from 1 to 2 o'clock, where we take some time to rest and to take in everything that's happened in the morning. It's a very busy morning, and I think you'll find that God says a lot. And if you're really tuning in, you'll need that hour to settle down and take all that in. At 2 o'clock, we have recreation time, and that goes from 2 to 4 o'clock. And recreation, there are a number of things going on. You can be anywhere in the campus. There are people who will be sitting on the porch. There's games in the lobby. Please look around and find a group of people and see what people are doing. There's also the waterfront. Please remember the rules of the waterfront when you go down there. Make sure the lifeguard is there. And the way down to the beach is just follow this path, and then there's a little path that goes off, and there's a sign that says beach, and you should be able to get there. At 4 o'clock, we come back together, and we have prayer preparation. Prayer preparation is a time where we just kind of gear up for prayer groups and get centered again. Sarah Wetzel is our prayer hostess, and we'll be having prayer preparation in the back of the meeting house with this room, but back by that fireplace. We usually sit in a circle, and Sarah leads us in a wonderful time of centering and meditation. And then prayer groups. Prayer groups are really the crux of the day. It's kind of the center of the CFO day. And if you did not get a prayer group number when you registered, please make sure to see Arden, and she has the basket where you can draw your number. And it is out on the porch tonight. And if you didn't get a number, please make sure to do that. There are a few silent groups to pick from, and there are also regular prayer groups. So if you prefer a silent one, draw from the silent basket. And if you prefer a prayer group that's the regular kind, pull from that basket. Prayer group is, again, the heart of CFO, where we come together, we pray together, we seek harmony and wholeness together, and we bring all of our whole selves, everything that we've brought to camp, we bring it to this group to be prayed over and to release it and to see what grows out of that. Originally, Glenn Clark called them prayer laboratories because this was a time of experimentation. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. Come with whatever you have and experiment in how to pray and how to. Sometimes we don't even know that what we need, and that gets discovered through the process of praying and working with the different parts of the day. So please, it's important to just be open and let it happen and participate in your prayer group. And if you do that, I think you'll find a powerful experience. On the topic of prayer, if you, at any time, we have a prayer room, and the prayer room is right out in the lobby here. It's actually a broom closet, but it's been turned into a prayer room, and it's beautiful. And the brooms are gone, and the other stuff is put away. And Rosemary and Isabella made a beautiful arrangement in there. So if you need some quiet time in the prayer room, feel free anytime to go in there. And then dinner is at 5:45, and we're back in here at 7:15 for singing. And then at 8:10 or so, we'll have our evening talk. And then at 9 o'clock, we close the CFO day with the 9 o'clock prayer. And we'll do the 9 o'clock prayer in a few minutes, but one of the things you may or may not be aware of is CFO is a worldwide movement, and there are CFOers all across the globe who, when it's 9 o'clock in their world, they say the 9 o'clock prayer. Part of the camp's farthest out vision was to establish this belt of prayer around the world, and that's what has happened. It's there. It's present. There are people doing what we're going to do this week all over the world, and at 9 o'clock they pray the same prayer, and that prayer is for peace. The 9 o'clock prayer is a wonderful thing because CFO, sometimes we have a wonderful experience coming away from it all and getting some quiet time. It's important not to mistake that for forgetting about what's going on in the world. I don't think I have to mention anything to anybody to tell you that there's a lot going on right now, and some stuff not so positive. And what we come here to do is a really lofty goal, but we are here to pray for world peace. The CFO movement is about world peace. And when we summon that energy together with others across the globe, and we believe that prayer can tap into that peace that passeth understanding and bring that world peace about. It's a big deal. We're not here to forget about what's going on. In fact, Glenn Clark wrote a nice pamphlet that you can read called The Camp's Farthest Out and World Problems. So CFO doesn't forget about what's going on out in the world. We're not here to forget. We're here to prime the pump. We're here to get the spirit so that we can figure out what the form is going to take later on of how we approach world problems, world issues, and the things that we encounter when we leave. And Glenn Clark says it like this: CFO can furnish the experience of inner wholeness and prepare the spirit, but it does not pretend to furnish the technical training in methods and skills by which the problems are to be overcome. In other words, it does not provide the form. Both are necessary, but the form cannot come until the spirit is prepared. And here we are this week to prepare our spirits together. And it's just the beginning. This week is going to be a wonderful beginning to whatever comes when we leave. And when we leave, we'll be going out freshly prepared to bring our whole selves to whatever we encounter. And if we really believe that, I think we can really make a big difference as we leave here. So here we are, ready to prepare the spirit and find out the form down the road, whatever that is for you, whatever that is for me, and however that takes its form. So that is CFO. That's the day. And again, what's the thing about CFO? Simply come, do the day, experience God. That's what's asked of you. Put your whole self in and experience the program. Hashtag do the day. Okay? So it's a little early, and that was planned just because we want to give some people some time to settle in and get unpacked if you haven't done that already. And if you find anything's wrong with your room when you get unpacked, just let Donna know. Or me, or a counseling member, or something. So what we're going to do now is we are going to have the 9 o'clock prayer. So let's all stand up and take a minute to come together, join hands, make sure the whole room joins hands.